This is St. Louis Public Radio. Basic training in the Army is nicknamed boot camp for a reason. New recruits spend most of their waking hours in the iconic piece of soldiers' equipment. But a rash of injuries has the Army looking at a new kind of boot. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, they are testing the new footwear at Missouri's Fort Leonard Wood.
A few dozen new recruits are lining up for an outdoor lunch on a bitter cold and windy day at Fort Leonard Wood. All of them are clad in camouflage fatigues and a pair of tan boots. They are all thick-soled and lace up above the ankle. But some of these privates are beta testing a new version of the footwear that feel a lot different. They go back and forth between the new boots and the old ones so they can give feedback on the different designs. Today, Private Suzanne Abdelaziz is wearing the new boots, and she loves them.
It feels like I'm wearing tennis shoes at times. Like, I'll be running, and I'll look at my feet, and I wouldn't be thinking that I'm wearing boots. They're very comfortable, and I'd rather wear them on a daily basis than having to switch out with my other boots.
The new boots are lighter, weighing almost 2 pounds less than the current version. Abdelaziz says she can feel the difference on the day she's assigned to go back to the current version.
It feels like rocks sitting at the bottom of my feet, sir. It's so heavy, and I feel like it doesn't fit to your feet size as much as the new ones would.
The new boot designs are put through the regular rigors of basic training, including 20-mile hikes, combat simulations, and moving through a variety of terrains. Private Contarius Murray says the new boots are flexible, but are still supportive and durable.
You can see how my foot is, like, I can move it, like, stretch it out. And also when we like running on rocks or whatever, you really don't feel the rocks on your feet.
The comfort of soldiers is only part of the reason the Army is testing 4 new designs for recruit training boots. The bigger issue is injuries. In recent years, the Army has seen an increase in ailments, including infected blisters, hairline fractures in the feet and legs, as well as hip strains and tears. The Army suspected the boots were to blame because not many 18 to 20-year-olds have worn anything other than soft-bottom shoes their whole lives. Daniel Sutton is the drill sergeant in charge of this group of privates. He says there have been fewer injuries since the new boots were rolled out.
Now when they have the good boots on, the blisters kind of go away. For the most part, nobody's complaining. So they're actually moving on these boots and getting used to them. And now we're not sending them to the hospital because their feet are messed up.
Sutton says better boots means better soldiers. But the Army is quick to say making boots more comfortable doesn't mean the soldiers of tomorrow won't be as tough and hardened. Lieutenant Colonel Alfred Boone oversees new recruits at Fort Leonard Wood. He says the Army is always adapting to make sure soldiers are able to perform at the highest level.
Well, I think you can have comfort and still train soldiers as well. You don't have to be put in a harsh condition to make a better soldier. Because if the soldier gets injured, then you're not going to make a soldier at all.
Boone says it may seem like a minor thing to redesign boots, but it could have a major influence on the Army.
Because it's about readiness. We all know that, we hear that, less than 1% can serve. We want to be able to keep that 1% in.
The Army is testing 4 new designs for boots at Fort Leonard Wood and at Fort Jackson in South Carolina. There's no real cost difference between the old and new footwear. The plan is to pick the new version of the boot and put it into production by October, with all new recruits wearing the new model by the end of the year. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.